It is a Tuesday. That means Santa Rosa City Council Day. And on the live line with us is the Vice Mayor. Chris Rogers is here. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Pat.
I'm trying to imagine what it's like for someone like you to be a part of the Smart Board at this point in time. You know, it seems like every other day, every few days, I look at my phone, get a Nixle alert, and read about another death on the tracks. It's, you know, what is there anything else Smart can do, or have they done everything they can at this point, and it's all about dealing with mental health issues?
Yeah, I think you just hit it on the head, Pat. I think when there's an accident, Smart has an obligation to make sure we are learning on what happened and how we can do better to prevent those accidents from happening. And when it's a suicide, I think it's a community conversation about not only how are we addressing mental health, but how are we reporting on it? How are we talking about it? I'll tell you, Pat, over the last week, I've spent a lot of time reading on the National Alliance on health, mm-hmm. on how we should be talking about suicide,
yeah.
how we should be having that conversation in the media to prevent copycats from happening,
yeah.
and how we as people in positions of influence should be talking about it so that we're not just giving people additional ideas, giving them that final little push, but actually reaching out to them and trying to support them when we know that it's going to hit the paper.
It's a question that we're asking ourselves, too. So many times and, you know, what, five times in the last month or so. And it seems to be almost an unanswerable question. If you're a member of the Smart Board, which you are, what do you do?
Now, I'll tell you, next week I have a conversation set up already with members of the Golden Gate District who go through the exact same thing, Pat. And they
yeah.
put in place pretty strict guidelines and protocols about how they as board members react and comment on suicides in particular
mm-hmm.
to try to prevent that type of copycatting from happening. Again, we have to have this public conversation about how to make the tracks more safe when we have accidents, but understand that there's the flip side role when there's suicides as well.
Yeah. It's a very, very difficult scenario, and as I said, you know, we struggle with how to carry it on the air as well. It's news, so we have to talk about it, and obviously it is an issue that runs very, very deep. So no easy answers there. At the council meeting today, a couple of things of interest. One is around city-owned buildings, Chris. And I know that you've done some looking at some of the buildings that have been slated for demolition that are owned by the city of Santa Rosa. What have you found?
Yeah, it's been an interesting approach that I think is a long time coming in Santa Rosa. We created an index called the Facilities Condition Index, where we essentially looked at what city-owned assets are going to cost in order to maintain or to bring up to code in some instances. And then we looked at what their actual value was. And staff went through, saw the utility, and made recommendations about which buildings we need to divest from because it actually will cost taxpayers much more to upkeep than the actual value to the city, particularly with our current priorities. And we're having that conversation about how do we get rid of some of these properties, whether it's through demolition or through turning them over to community groups. There's about, I think there's 31 that are on the agenda.
That's a long list, yeah. Yeah. And of course, the question is, and I think the sort of go-to gut reaction by a lot of people is, we're looking for housing. We're looking for any kind of housing anywhere. Why are you taking these buildings down?
Yeah, absolutely. That's part of why I went out and had staff show me the building. They've each done an analysis of it where once you start to make foundational changes or ADA compliance to try to make it so that somebody can live in it, you actually end up exposing them to asbestos or
yeah.
to lead paint or other health hazards, and the costs escalate quickly. So one of them, Pat, the roof is literally falling in, and staff told me that they had been there the week prior and were pointing out the different pieces of plaster that were new that were on the ground.
Yeah, yeah. It looks pretty dramatic.
Yeah, they are not habitable, Pat.
All right, good to know. That's on the docket today, as is the minimum wage for the city of Santa Rosa. Where do we stand there?
We are continuing to move in the direction that other cities in the region are moving, Pat, where we are looking at a $15 minimum wage over the next couple of years, helping to get there a little bit sooner than the state of California is, and trying to escalate a little bit beyond that. What we know is that folks who are making minimum wage cannot afford to live in this community.
Yeah.
And when they are the backbone of your economy, that is a perpetual drag on the economics of the city. It's not right. And so we're having that conversation, Pat.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy day at the Santa Rosa City Council. Anything else of note we should be paying attention to, Chris?
We actually start the discussion at the council today on the preferred alternatives for the downtown specific plan as well, Pat.
Oh.
We start at 10 a.m. today instead of our usual 4 o'clock. It's a joint special meeting with the Planning Commission, and we are looking at where we can place housing and what we need to do to cultivate a more vibrant downtown. You and I have talked a lot about connectivity through 4th Street, through the mall, connecting Railroad Square and Courthouse Square. That'll be a part of the conversation. We'll talk about a road diet to make Santa Rosa Avenue much more functional for pedestrians and bicyclists. And it'll be a robust conversation on housing, Pat.
That's one way to put it. Well, it's going to be a very busy day for the Santa Rosa City Council. And, of course, we'll recap everything for you tomorrow. Mr. Vice Mayor, thanks for giving us a preview. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. You take care, Pat.
That's Chris Rogers, the Vice Mayor of Santa Rosa.